This theme is concerned with Chartism. What was Chartism? Chartism was a movement designed to achieve the so-called 6 points of the People's Charter. Those 6 points are, if you like, democratic points. You can read them up in any number of different places, but just very quickly to recap if you need your memory jogged. The first and I suppose most important point of the Charter was the vote for all adult males, universal manhood suffrage as it was called. The second, no property qualification to become a Member of Parliament. Until the 1850s, you had to have the kind of property which meant that you were at least comfortable and probably rich before you were entitled to become elected as a Member of Parliament. Elections for Parliament should take place every year. That was to try and stop people with property and wealth from spending money to buy elections. The thinking was if an election came round every 7 years, which it did from 1715 to 1911, then there was plenty of time for candidates to stock up a war chest ready for the election. If they had to fight contests every year, that was a different thing, and contests would perhaps be determined by the merits of the case rather than the size of the purse. The Chartists also wanted equal electoral districts, in other words, roughly similar numbers of people in each constituency, so that each man's vote was worth as much as another's. They also wanted members of Parliament to have a salary, payment for the work they did. Why? Because working people would not be able to afford to be MPs if they weren't paid for it. You must appreciate that the overwhelming majority of MPs, right the way through to the end of the 19th century, were well off and in some cases filthy rich. If you wanted genuine representation of working men in Parliament, then they needed to be paid in order to be able to do the job. And finally, the Chartists wanted voting by secret ballot. The point about that, of course, is that people ought to be able to cast their votes in secret so that they were not held to account by people who may have an economic hold over them, for example, a tenant farmer over his labourer, a landowner over his tenant farmer, or indeed an employer in the towns over his worker. So those are the 6 points. They're a democratic agenda.